Today, 9.4 million Chinese high school students are sitting the country's grueling two-day college entrance examination, also known as the Gaokao. It was the Chinese literature exam for most of the places across this country this morning that's been taken. The students are possibly taking a lunch break right now, or maybe even having a nap.
Yeah.
For a rest right now, this year also marks the 40 years of anniversary of the Gaokao since it was resumed in 1977. So let's first of all talk about what's new this year. Why are media outlets labeling the year of 2017 a new edition of the Gaokao?
That is because in Zhejiang Province and Shanghai, a new format of the Gaokao is implemented for the very first time. It has adopted a form of three subjects plus three subjects. So normally, or not say traditionally, for many kids in China, you're going to have to take Chinese literature, mathematics, and foreign language, and it's mainly English test. And those three main subjects are the test for everybody. And then, traditionally, you will choose to be a social science-oriented student or a natural science-oriented student. And if you're like social science oriented, you're going to have to take history, politics, and geology. And if you're science, well, natural science oriented, you're going to have to take physics, chemistry, and biology. But for students in Zhejiang Province and Shanghai this year, you can choose from the six subjects, three out of the six subjects, whichever you want. That means the three main subjects plus the three chosen subjects. That's the test you're going to take. And the perks of this new, let's say, implementation of policy is that maybe you're a kid who is really good at politics, but you suck at history, then you will get to choose biology instead. But it also kind of means that through the whole 3 years of your senior high school, you're going to have to focus on pretty much every subjects.
Yeah, so as I understand, in Zhejiang 2, where they're doing this pilot, they've already done their three that they've chosen. So now they're just going to do the three major ones, right?
Yes.
So that's a big deal. The three major ones, again, being Chinese literature, mathematics, and foreign language. So let me break down kind of some statistics that revolve around this Gaokao. According to the state news agency Xinhua, some 9.4 million students across the country are taking the test at this time, competing to get in the country's top universities amidst incredible pressure that we're going to talk about, and also the sincerest blessings from their parents, their families, and even society at large. More than 3.7 million students will be enrolled into universities for a bachelor degree program. So, you know, the first thing I saw here is 9.4 million students are taking this test, but it sounds like 3.7 million are the ones that are going to get those seats. So this paints a picture, folks. It's competitive. And so, you know, right now, the 2017 National College Entrance Exam that we're talking about, this is taking place, you know, on June 7th today and June 8th. So as I understand, today from 9 to 11:30, Chinese literature will be what these kids are focusing on. Then after that, 3 to 5 p.m., mathematics. And then June 8th, you're looking at from 9 to 11:30 a.m., an integrated exam of history, politics, and geography, or an integrated exam of physics, chemistry, and biology, 3 to 5 p.m., English, which you could definitely, as I understand, they have the option of choosing other foreign languages, but very, very often it's English. So if you're in Beijing, though, as I understand, some of the other statistics that apply here, if you're in Beijing, you're taking this test, you might feel a little at ease because apparently the local Department of Education plans to enroll more than 72,000 students into the colleges here. The lucky thing is that I guess only about 60,000 students signed up for the entrance exam. So it's looking pretty good that they'll get the seats they want in schools here if that's what they want.
Yes. And actually, the competition in other provinces would be much more intense. For example, in Henan province, more than 860,000 people applied to take the test, and ranking the top among the other provinces and first-tier cities in China. But only 82,000 people will be accepted into colleges, meaning that only 9.5%, like less than 10% of those Henan students will be accepted into the local universities for a bachelor's degree.
Yeah, and you know, to give you guys an idea for listeners that maybe aren't privy to this kind of test or the Gaokao or how big of a deal it is, let me break it down. Okay, so I'm going to give you a really good example that pertains to here in Beijing. Recently, the Beijing municipal government released a notice to all related departments to manage the city well at this time. The way I was looking at it, it's almost like a time of crisis, a time of solidarity. Everybody's like, our kids are going into battle with this test. We need to be ready and make sure that everything is going to be helping them do well, perform. Which I thought is really cute, you know, a whole society, a whole city getting together, banding together to make sure that these little soldiers going into battle against the Gaokao can perform well. I think that's really cool. So to give you guys an idea of these measures Beijing's taking, they're reducing the number of conferences being held. That is less traffic in the city, less things going on. They're reducing noise pollution. Guys, they're saying all the construction should be closed, especially during the English exam. I guess even hospitals have emergency, I guess, Green Express is what they're calling it. Green Express, saying if you're a student, you're registered for the Gaokao, you get first come, first serve. We need to make sure you're at tip-top shape for this test. People, the education department is working with relevant departments to make sure if any kind of bad weather happens, these students can get to where they need to be. Police are on patrol enforcing all this stuff. Guys, the city is supporting these students.
Yeah, and I think I agree with you, Ryan, that I feel a certain warmth in my heart when the whole city, regardless
you
of
should.
Where you are in That's... China today, for this one reason of Gaokao, somebody else's kid taking an exam, and everybody in society feels somewhat obliged that
Yes. We
want to help out. And I remember every year, I wouldn't be surprised this year this kind of news story would come out as well, that is some kid. When we say kid, there are actually 18-year-olds. They're not
I would say
small.
Kids, though. I mean, that in the grand scheme of things, that's kids.
Okay, some 18-year-old who should know better forgot his student pass, which you need to take the exam, or for some reason is late, and then he's on the street and the policeman comes over and says, ride my police car,
Let's go. Puts
on the siren, and then you get the expressway treatment on a busy Beijing street. That kind of story happens all the time too.
Well, it's showing that, you know, the city cares. They want their students to do well, and I think that's a cool sentiment to see in a city, especially because I took the SAT in the U.S. My city did not do this for me.
No,
they're like, just go to the test. Stop whining. I'm going to talk about the SAT here and the differences very soon. But I also wanted to paint actually a different side of the coin here. And that is, imagine a student, I say 18 being a kid, seeing the whole city change just for you on the day where you're already feeling momentous pressure to perform. Now the whole city makes you feel like they're watching you. It's not just your parents. You're not just trying to impress them. All of a sudden, this police officer's like, boy, you better get an A on this test, or you better get a high score, you know, breaking all these traffic laws to get this guy to the test. And you know, these little kids, but all of a sudden the world's changing so that they can perform. So Yes, it's cool that it's being done to make sure they do well, but at the same time, kids might see this and be like, oh my God.
Yeah, it happens. All every year you see some kids fainted at the sight and just, yeah, it happens. But I would say for most students who are taking the test, they got blank in their heads. They don't care what others are thinking. They're only focusing on the test themselves.
Yes, and focus on themselves. And if you can't handle the support that comes from other people, I think you need to toughen up a little bit. And you're not a kid anymore. I disagree with Ryan
Well,
that
that's not
yeah.
the part that's
Yeah.
up for debate.
Well, yes, and that's something that you can come up with your own perception about, but also.
Also I want to talk about quickly the parents. These parents of these kids are getting up early, cooking meals. It's not just the city. They even book hotel rooms nearby where they're taking the test. Parents are fully supporting, even going to temples and trying to, get that good luck or some kind of good fortune when it comes to this. So you understand how big of a deal it is. Now we're looking at this situation where in Zhejiang, they get a different option than the rest of the country. And that's where I think the big debate is because although, Zhejiang is only competing with other people in Zhejiang, suddenly these students have more choices to be able to construct a test for themselves. I think this is going to take pressure off them. They don't have to study the stuff that they're not necessarily good at. They can sp well, they can spend more time brushing up the skills that are already pretty fine. Whereas these people may be taking and competing in like a place like Henan, they have to take this already kind of standardized test more so than in Zhejiang. So one group of students, I'm saying, is given more options to cater to them, and I think that's going to improve their scores, make them more competitive in their province, of course, but still more competitive. Whereas, let's say in Henan, where you're seeing incredible amounts of competition, they don't get to choose. They have to do and study this all around, test that they need to perform on.
I think here, yes, I see what you mean, Ryan. Well, it's kind of hard to decide which one is better or which one is easier. So, Yuhongli, with this new pilot program that's happening in Shanghai and Zhejiang, which are two regions that have a lot of good schools as well, and usually if locally you have good universities, local students have somewhat of a preference to be accepted there. So, do you think that this new policy is going to be fair?
I don't agree with Ryan, that's what I know, because I feel like it's not like all the kids know what they're good at or not good at the very beginning of their senior high, meaning that some students need to learn and find out, take multiple tests to find out if I'm really good at a subject. So it's possible for those kids who don't have a very sharp, obvious advantage to certain subjects, they need to learn all six chosen ones, which makes it maybe harder for them. That is why I think it depends on different students, and I think that is why this is only a piloting program instead of just use it nationwide.
Yeah, but still, this is a pilot program that's going to have real results and is making a different experience for different students in the
Yes.
same country, and you're calling it a standardized test. That's not fair in my mind, because standardized means everybody takes the same test. Now, Hyung, before you come in here, I want to talk about the SAT, our standardized test in the US, and kind of what's going on with that. Okay, so the SAT is a standardized test widely used for college admissions in the United States. It was introduced in 1926. It has a long history. It was first called the Scholastic Aptitude Test, then the Scholastic Assessment Test, now just SAT. Okay, so to give you guys an idea of how different and maybe not less intense, but different this test is. It's been revised because a lot of colleges have criticized this test. I'll tell you why here in a little bit. But the current SAT, which was introduced in 2016, it only takes 3 hours to finish. Okay? 3 hours to finish plus 50 minutes for the SAT essay. And I guess it's $45 to take. Okay? So it costs money to take. The scores range from 400 to 1,600. And this is a combined a combined total of the three parts that this test is broken into. That is critical reading, mathematics, and writing. So you're looking at critical reading being 65 minutes, mathematics 60, and then writing 50, 35, as I understand. Anyways, the reason why I'm talking about this in the specifics of this is because I want you to be able to compare this to the Gaokao, okay? Now I want to say that some of the best universities, or just some of these universities in the U.S., are deciding to drop standardized testing to make it optional. And so Drew University in New Jersey is one of these. They've adopted an optional SAT policy, and they've increased their applications by 20% in doing so, getting more people higher education. I think that's the goal here. The Dean of Admissions, Mary Beth Carey, says that our own research showed us that high school grade point averages are the best way to predict college success. So she's saying, instead of this one-time, one-test thing that measures a student, maybe they have test anxiety, maybe they were honor students that just bombed this test. Isn't it more important to give the education to the kid that's had the heart for the entire 4 years of high school, that was like, I want to be a doctor, I need to go to med school, and then all of a sudden this test comes, and Zhejiang province got to, you know, cater to it, but maybe I was in Hunan, the competition's far more fierce there, and boom, you know, I'd done so well cumulatively, but that means nothing. And I'm saying we're going to let cumulatively good grade students fall to the waistline just for this one test.
And that would be a disadvantage for people who are not good at taking tests at one go. And there are some people who perform like that, unfortunately. And also, I think, Ryan, you make a good point that... But also, I think I need to disagree with you a little bit more. That is, I think the pressure is in like a pressure cooker here in China. It is very intense for the reason that this is a one-time thing. You make it or not, then if not, then you probably need to retake it the next year. And that is a whole year extra being put into it.
It's definitely part of the culture here. I mean, everything we've just said points to that. But I'll say that in a 2001 speech from to the American Council on Education, Richard C. Atkinson, the president of the University of California, disagrees with you, Hyung, and said anyone involved in education should be concerned that how overemphasis of the SAT is distorting educational priorities and practices, how the test is perceived by many is unfair, and how it can be devastating on the impact of self-esteem and the aspirations of young students. Basically, a brilliant mind could suffer from a lot of problems that would be really affected by a test like this. So you really kill their self-esteem, maybe their will to pursue a higher education, when you base everything off this one test.
Well, are there any advantages or necessities to having Gaokao in China?
Totally. I'm going to say...
Totes.
Yeah, totes. In the perfect world, every student should be judged by their whole life performances. There should be a teacher seeing the video of their life story and adjusting if they should be getting into the top universities. But this is life. We have so many students taking the test, and the more simple the system got, the more difficult it is to mess with the system. Let's say if you got a powerful, powerful dad who can bribe every teacher in your high school, and you got the highest score in accumulatively across, well, during your high school time. Is that justifying you being taken into the best university in China? I'm not saying everyone's doing it. I'm just saying the fairness of Gaokao is that that is the one test you can take. It might be unfair to certain specific individual students, but at least it's hard to mess with.
I think the stress is real. I think you have people that are confident, and you could have, you know, I've seen some of the most talented personalities in broadcasting. When they get stressed, they just fumble all over themselves. Stress is real and it affects you. When you're calm, you perform. People that have spent 4 years being honored students, doing the extra mile, going to extra classes, all of a sudden you say, oh, well, you should have performed on this test. How much do you really understand about psychology? You know it affects you. Everybody knows it affects you. Of course, it's going to affect these kids, and everybody's different. I'm saying make it less of just an emphasis on this one thing, because these kids are talented. They have shown it for 4 years, and suddenly you're saying, nope, that doesn't matter. What matters is how you perform on this extremely stressful event. I mean, we've painted it out. The city changes just for you. And, you know, I even want to say, I think some of the touching news stories come from this struggle. I mean, a taxi driver found a student's pass into the exam venue. And, you know, he tries his best to get in touch with a student driving crazy fast to get there. I mean, this could be like a movie this summer, you know, student and taxi driver. He needs his pass. Get out of the way. The whole city changes. Oh, my God, I'm going to fail. No, you're not.
Fast and furious.
You know, explosions everywhere for no reason. It's just amazing. And this, because I think it would do well here, because it's just the culture. You know, I think a big reason why we're arguing here is because of how our education has been emphasized to us. The Gaokao is a test, but it's also a culture. I see news media outlets covering this like crazy. In the U.S., I haven't had that kind of feeling. Yeah.
I think it has a lot to do with culture, and it has a lot to do with, I think in China, mm-hmm. One thing is that we put a lot of emphasis on children or on the next generation, and yeah. Their well-being is something that families care about and society cares about. And also, I think, Niu Honglin, you hit the nail on the head with saying that Gaokao still is very important because it is being seen as the fairest way these days to judge talent.
Yeah, and I want to just say, you know, all the things we talked about, how this is being done, what people are doing to support these students, there's a lot of love there. That's
yes,
got to be noticed.
And for the students out there, if you are really nervous and you don't think you're performing well, it's okay, because you're talented, and later in life, the talent will be found.
Yeah!
Yeah,
love
as you
that.
Grow older, you realize there's so much more to life than tests. And life is a live performance, not a dress rehearsal. So if you have to do it this time in Gaokao and really nail it, we wish the best of luck to you. You're listening to Roundtable.